Picture this. You're sitting in yet another meeting, your heart starts to race, and your body temperature skyrockets. Your mind is juggling deadlines, hormones, and the 100 other invisible responsibilities no one else sees. Then that little voice whispers, "Why can't I just hold it together?" You're not alone, and you're not failing. You're living in a body responding to shifting hormones, high expectations, and chronic overstimulation. Today on MenoSpark, we're diving deep into the stress and the menopausal nervous system, why workplace stress hits harder now, how it shows up differently, and what you can do to find the calm amid the chaos. I'd like to welcome you to MenoSpark, the podcast that helps women reignite their spark through perimenopause and beyond, with a focus on holistic health and wellness. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a board-certified sexologist, menopause care provider, integrative wellness coach. I'm certified in integrative functional nutrition, and I'm your go-to guide for navigating the wild, weird, and wonderful ride that is midlife. If you're new here, welcome. Be sure to hit that follow button so that you never miss an episode. And if you're returning, thank you for being a part of this amazing community. Don't forget, we have Love Notes, my live TikTok show every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern at the Period Passion Period Zone. All right, I hope to see you live from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Now, the topic this week is managing workplace stress, finding calm amid the chaos. So let's start with something most women don't hear often enough. Menopause changes your entire stress response. Your hormones, particularly estrogen and progesterone, are tightly linked to your nervous system. Estrogen helps regulate serotonin and dopamine, which are your mood stabilizers, while progesterone has a natural calming anti-anxiety effect. When those levels fluctuate or decline, your resilience to stress can drop right along with them. What used to roll off your shoulders suddenly feels overwhelming. A normal workday can trigger anxiety, irritability, or tears that you can't quite explain. But this isn't weakness. It's neurochemistry. Your brain is recalibrating, under a new hormonal leadership. Add in poor sleep, hot flashes, blood sugar dips, and a heavy workload, and your nervous system doesn't just feel busy, it's on constant alert. That edge you feel, that's cortisol. And if we don't give cortisol someplace to go, it takes over the driver's seat. Let's be honest. Most workplaces weren't designed for hormonal fluctuation, hot flashes, or midlife transitions. We're expected to be endlessly productive, emotionally steady, and available around the clock, even as our biology demands rest, rhythm, and recovery. Research shows that women in midlife experience more stress-related burnout than any other age group, not because we can't handle pressure, but because we handle everything. There's professional pressure to perform, emotional pressure to manage, and invisible pressure to pretend that everything is fine. Here's the truth. You can love your work and still admit it's breaking you down. You can be ambitious and still crave peace. That's not a contradiction. It's awareness. And awareness is the first step to change, both personally and collectively. Imagine a workplace where midday breaks are encouraged, not judged. Managers are trained to recognize hormonal impacts on stress. Wellness programs include menopause resources. This isn't radical, it's overdue. So how do we stay calm in an overstimulated world? By shifting from reaction to regulation, one small step at a time. Here's how to apply my Thrive framework to reduce workplace stress. T, tune in. Start your day by checking your internal weather. Ask, how am I feeling? Physically, mentally, emotionally. This isn't indulgence, it's data. You can't manage what you don't measure. H, hydrate and nourish. Dehydration and blood sugar swings intensify stress signals. Keep water at your desk. Snack on protein-rich foods that are not ultra-processed. and avoid the 3 p.m. sugar crash that makes cortisol spike. R, restore rhythm. Use micro resets throughout the day, like the 4-2-4 breath or a quick 60-second shoulder roll. These signals tell your nervous system, we're safe, you can stand down. I, integrate movement. Movement metabolizes stress hormones. A 5-minute walk between meetings isn't wasted time, it's nervous system therapy. V, validate your experience. You're not being too sensitive, you're being human. Normalize your need for support with yourself and your team. E, exhale. End your day intentionally. When work ends, let it end. Turn off notifications, stretch, light a candle to create a small ritual that signals to your mind, the day is done, I can rest now. So I want to share a story from one of my coaching clients, Marissa. She's a team leader at a tech firm who told me she is constantly on the edge. She snaps at colleagues, she overthinks mistakes, and she carries all that energy home with her. When we looked closer, we found her delay had 0 pause points, back-to-back calls, skip lunch, 2 coffees by noon, and no breathing space after 6 p.m. So we introduced 3 simple changes. A 5-minute break every 90 minutes to stretch and breathe. A protein snack, which is not ultra-processed. I say that again because it's very important. A protein snack, not ultra-processed, mid-morning. And then a transition ritual after work, taking 3 slow breaths while sitting in her car before going inside. She used that minute to intentionally leave the workday behind, exhale the stress, and shift into home mode. So your SPARK action steps for the week. I'd love you to pick one of them. Add 1 reset ritual to your workday. Maybe it's breathing between meetings or taking lunch away from your desk. You can stay hydrated and nourished. Keep protein-rich snacks and water nearby. You can create a transition practice at the end of each day with something that tells your body it's safe to rest. It could be breathing. It could be maybe listening to a few songs on your favorite playlist. Whatever it is, create something. And advocate for workplace wellness. Suggest a quiet room, wellness lunches, or policy review. Be the spark for change. And if you want some more support, if you're not along as I'm saying, like, man, that's me, we have different ways that I can help you. We have the Thrive Menopause Coaching Experience, which is a 6-month private program. We have menopause appointments. These are 30-minute sessions. Think of these as a doctor's appointment with more empathy and more answers. We'll review symptoms, lab results, and lifestyle. Or we have the Unpause Menopause Wellness Audit. If you're new to menopause or unsure where to start, this one-time audit uncovers hidden stressors and gives you a roadmap to rebalance your hormones, body, and mind. Please visit menopausewellness.co to explore your options. Whether you want a deep dive or a single session, there is space for you. And remember, you are not imagining your symptoms. You deserve support, not skepticism. It's okay to ask for what you need and to let go of needing permission to validate your experience. If today's episode resonated with you, I see you. I've been there. Boy, have I been there. And I promise there is a way forward. Don't walk this road alone. You are worthy of healing, connection, and joy. I'd like to thank you for hanging out with me here at Mental Spark today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you found it helpful, please share it with a friend, leave a review, and make sure you're subscribed. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Substack for daily menopause insights, holistic tools, and a new way to support your spark. If no one's told you today, let me be the first one to say it. You are fabulous. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Until next time, keep that spark alive. You deserve it.